Exclusive Crick Info Talk.
Tony, thank you so much for talking to Crick Info. First up, what are the biggest benefits that you see the ICL bringing to Indian cricket? Do you see it revolutionizing the game in a manner that a World Series cricket did? And what is your role within the purview of the ICL?
Well, first of all, the benefits. As far as I'm concerned, if the ICL does to 2020 cricket what World Series cricket and Kerry Packer did to one day internationals, then I think that'll be fantastic for the game. That'll be a benefit because I think that 2020 cricket is a very, very exciting aspect of the game. It's the new game, if you like. It's the game that mothers and fathers and youngsters love because it's short. It takes on movies. The opposition really are all the other entertaining things that people can do these days, including all those things associated with computers. So I really think that from that point of view, the 2020 game and its popularity is one aspect of it, and that's why Subhash Chandra has chosen the 2020 game. It's also very important, I think, that one recognizes that as far as the benefits are concerned, young Indian cricketers will benefit. I mean, it's the declared objective of the Indian Cricket League to go out there and source new talent. I mean, we've got a tremendous country, a tremendous cricket-loving country that has so many people in it. There's no reason why it shouldn't be the best cricket-playing country in the world. There is a school of thought that a lot of the youngsters that have talent are missing out, not getting through the system as it is at the moment. And somewhere in there, I think that ICL has got a role to play. Exactly what? Time will be the judge. My role, well, it's very simple. My role has been a very similar one to what it was in World Series cricket. It's to do with accommodating the cricketers that want to play in ICL. I will be doing the negotiations with them and act as an intermediary between the players and the hierarchy of ICL back in India. So we've got a lot of players that we want to speak to. We've got a lot of players coming to us. And to be precise at the moment, we've spoken with 60 overseas players, and three quarters of those have come to us as opposed to us go to them.
Tony, there are obvious benefits, you know, the obvious benefits that you've mentioned, but a lot will depend on the BCCI, and by the look of things, they have adopted a very hostile attitude to the ICL. So how do you propose to deal with this?
Look, there's no doubt that the Board of Control for Cricket in India has got more hostile as the days have gone by. And I'm not too sure that that's going to do too much good. There's no doubt that if you take on an opposition and you start to say things that are a little bit nasty, at some stage the conflict's going to grow. And the more the conflict grows, I'm just not too sure that that's in the best interest of cricket in the broader sense.
Right.
I think everyone's better off just taking things relatively quietly at the moment and trying to actually do what is best for the game of cricket. Now, that's not always possible in the short term, and it's not always possible in the initial stages. So it may be that we've got to wait a year or two before we actually get around to seeing each other's point of view. But right at this moment in time, I've got some understanding of why it is that the board would take that approach they are currently taking.
But Tony, obviously success speaks, and at the moment it seems that the ICL has no platform from which to bargain with the BCCI. Perhaps if they demonstrated some success in the first year or two, they could force it to make a truce. So in that sense, how critical is the early period, and more importantly, how committed are Z to making it work?
Well, I think that Z are very committed to making it work. I don't think they'll be running around spending the sort of money they are on players and getting themselves organised the way they are if they weren't committed to it. I don't think that Subhash Chandra is that sort of bloke. You're right that success breeds success, and the early period is going to be important. The ICL, I think, have got a bit of a platform. I mean, the truth of the matter is they've got a television station, which is a very, very important platform. And in India, if you have a television station, you need to have cricket on that television station. So that's one of the motivating factors. There also, they believe, are a lot of opportunities around India in areas where cricket isn't being catered for the way it should be. And as I've already said, they love the idea of being part of the development of the 2020 game. So while there's nothing much to speak of right now, I mean, let's face it, there hasn't been a ball bowled yet, it won't be long before all that will happen. Now, even in the early stages, I don't expect the grounds to be absolutely packed. I don't expect this thing to take off straight away. I'd like to be surprised. But the truth of the matter is, exactly the same happened in World Series cricket. You know, everyone said there were no players, and then Kerry Packer got his players. Then they said there'd be no grounds, and he got the grounds, and so on and so forth. The only thing that I think a lot of the people regret that were involved in World Series cricket was that it didn't go on for a bit longer.
The ICL has said that it will field six teams with the two Indian stars in each team. However, the BCCI has forbidden current and former Indian players on its payroll to be part of the ICL and has also threatened dire consequences. So how can the crowds be drawn to the ground, and how can, you know, it actually be marketed to the sponsors, the advertisers, without any of the current Indian stars?
Yeah, that's hard. Obviously, hopefully that will change over time. It could be argued that, you know, some of these great stars at the end of the day may well become interested in the ICL. It may not be in the first year, it may not even be in the second year, but some of them might get to a point where they've had enough running around the world, where they've had enough playing cricket full-time. They might see this, the 2020 format, as a nice way to go. And so things might change in that regard down the line. In the meantime, there are certainly going to be some very, very good overseas players that will be exposed to the Indian public, and they'll be exposed alongside some good young Indian cricketers. So, yeah, sure, in the short term, it might not necessarily be as exciting as it will end up, but, you know, I'm sure that ICL will do everything they possibly can to make it exactly that.
Staying with other logistical problems, as of now, from what we've heard, no current cricket association in India is part of the ICL. So how do you look to conduct the cricket matches without any ground rights?
Well, I mean, I think that's an absolute furphy. I don't think it's going to be a problem at all getting grounds. In fact, if my information is correct, there are plenty of grounds around India that will be made available to ICL. The hard part is to decide where to go in the early stages. So that's the only decision. These grounds around the world are basically owned by the public, exactly the same as they are in Australia and other places around the world. And so that becomes a political decision. They're not owned by the boards. They're basically owned by the people, and they're for the people. And look, let's face it, most of them stand empty most of the time. So it's not going to be hard to persuade the public, at least, to put pressure on the powers that be to see to it that the grounds are made available.
You were one of the chief architects of a World Series cricket and have assumed an important role here within the ICL also. So how similar or dissimilar are things in both cases?
Well, I think they're quite similar, actually, because we have an entrepreneur who is very level-headed, who understands television like the back of his hand, who knows that he needs some cricket on his television station, and that's exactly the same as it was during World Series cricket. We have a situation where that company, Z, has had a bit of trouble trying to get cricket onto the station. And, of course, as we all know, and as I've already said, that's important in India. A successful television station, more often than not, must have some cricket because it's such a loved sport in India. So from that point of view, it is similar. It is dissimilar in so much as World Series cricket and Kerry Packer actually decided from day one that they were going to have a real fight with the Australian Cricket Board because they'd been knocked back. I mean, they offered more money than the other side for cricket in Australia, and they got knocked back, so basically had no option. Now, as far as the Z organisation and Subhash Chandra is concerned, it seems to me that they are actually trying to work within the framework of India and work with the board. Now, that, you know, you can understand why that just doesn't happen overnight. You know, this is almost like it's perceived by the people on the board, I suspect, like a hostile takeover. At some stage, especially if ICL is successful, these guys have got to sit down and do what's in the best interest of cricket. And it may be that ICL is the best organisation to run 2020 cricket. But having said that, the board in India have got commitments to other television stations at the moment, so there are lots of things that need to be worked through. But to answer your question, there are similarities, although I think there is an inclination to want to work with the board in India, and that certainly wasn't the case in Australia during World Series cricket.
But then staying with World Series cricket, that was born primarily out of necessity because the players were not being paid fairly. There is no such need, no such need exists here. So apart from making money for Z, what's the need for the ICL to exist?
Well, that is not entirely correct. That was just a stroke of luck for Kerry Packer because the players were being very badly played. That was bordering on abuse, really. That is not the case as a result of World Series cricket. As far as he was concerned, it was purely a television thing. So as far as the need is concerned, I think that it's a surprise to me, and it's a mystery actually to me, that India, with all its people and its great love for the game of cricket, is not right up there as the best team in the world on a more regular basis. Sure, they've got some good cricketers, and sure, they've been very good at times. But for me, there's so many more people in India. There's such a huge love of the game in India that there is so much room for improvement. And I really can't see why, with a little bit of common sense, someone like this chap, Subhash Chandra, shouldn't be involved, shouldn't be welcomed into the ranks of the board in some capacity to help the board get to where they want to be. Because at the end of the day, they too want to be the best in the world.
Tony, there's also constant talk of, player burnout and just too much cricket, a packed international calendar from current and former cricketers. They've constantly been talking about this. So then how would you justify adding more cricket to the calendar?
Well, it may not be a question of more cricket to the calendar, especially if what we hear from the Board of Control for Cricket in India, they want to ban players from playing in any other form of cricket in India if they join ICL, which means that they'll have very little to play, which, if burnout is a problem, it could be an answer to some of those players that are getting on. Burnout is a problem, there's no doubt about that. I think that we're going to see more and more players giving away, one-day cricket or test match cricket, depending on the player, and concentrating on the other as they get older. Now, there will also be players who will want to go to England, under this new Colpack arrangement in the UK. Lots and lots of overseas players are allowed to play, and nothing can stop them in English cricket. And, of course, they could then play somewhere else in the world and make a lot of money without having to play international cricket. So, that's something that could work against those trying to stand in the way of the ICL and work for ICL.
But Tony, there's bound to be a serious gap in pay between what the top stars in the ICL get and what the bulk of the players will make, given that they're most likely to consist of cricketers, who have little chance of being selected for India or are practically finished with serious cricket. So how will this issue be addressed?
Well, I'm not too sure that's correct, actually. There's a gap now. There's a gap now between what the top players earn and what the guys that are just starting earn, and that'll always be the case. But and I'm not sure that it needs to be addressed. When you first start climbing the ladder, you start on a lower wage, and as you go up that ladder, you get more and more. So I don't think that's an issue. At the moment, the hard thing that the ICL have got is to decide, what to pay. You don't want to go overboard on this thing because at the end of the day, they've got to make money. They're not going to go down this course finding themselves just throwing money away in order to entice people that are getting old who can't really play. That's just not the object of the exercise. This is a long-term thing as far as they're concerned, and they've got to make sure they get the right players.
The BCCI is charged, with running cricket in India and have to do so even if they don't make money. This is not true of the ICL. So what's the guarantee that Z won't pull the plug if the initial games don't draw crowds and the television audiences?
Well, one of the ways to solve that problem that you say that the Board of Control for Cricket in India has is to involve people like Subhash Chandra, especially if he's got a big checkbook and wants to put it into cricket. But as far as the ICL just walking away from their commitments, I would like to think that cricket is a little smarter than that. The people that sign contracts with ICL will make sure that they've got decent commitments out of ICL, rather like World Series cricket. I mean, there were plenty of cricketers who had five-year contracts during World Series cricket, which was over in 2 years. They all got paid, and there was no victimization when eventually the establishment game and World Series cricket got their heads together to talk about a way forward. You know, I don't think that that's a problem.
Tony, you've spoken about the importance of 2020 cricket. So how does ICL see 2020 cricket, as a sport or pure entertainment?
Well, look, I think it's a bit of everything. And let's face it, that's what one-day cricket is. It was a faster-moving form of the game, the 50-over format. It was very successful. It did a lot for the marketing of the game. And I think 2020 is that next step in that direction. It's a wonderful spectacle, and it is great fun. That is the best way to describe 2020. It also is not quite so long. You don't have to go all day long. And that is appealing. That's appealing to a lot of people. It's more like the sort of entertainment they used to. So that's the way I see it. Anyone who saw or has had anything to do with the Stanford 2020 played in the Caribbean will know that that was a huge success. I mean, that in itself is encouragement for ICL to see what this guy at Stanford did in the Caribbean and what he seems to currently be doing in the Caribbean. So there may even be a bit of a trend in this regard in respect of 2020, with entrepreneurs coming in from outside the game to get involved.
Tony, you've spoken just now about the importance of 2020 now, but there is a shortage of 2020 players in India. The game is still very relatively new here, that format of the game. The big stars, Lara, who's already on board, and the likes of McGrath, Shane Warne, Inzamam, whose names are doing the rounds, also have little 2020 experience, and also with the coaches appointed. So how will the ICL go about ensuring the quality of cricket?
Well, first thing is not to believe all the things that you read in the newspaper about who's actually involved. Yes, sure, Lara is involved, and I can tell you that there are plenty of other cricketers that will be involved that would have had plenty of 2020 experience. I think that anyone that's played one-day international cricket will have a good idea of what's required in 2020. And a lot of the players these days, of course, from the countries around the world play in England, where they do play a lot of 2020 as well. It's a young game. I don't think that there are that many players that really understand the intricacies yet of 2020 cricket. And it's going to be a very interesting exercise watching it develop and see who develops with it. That's why, you know, I think too that it's a great opportunity for youngsters, these young Indians that will be involved. You know, there might be a different kind of young Indian develop through this 2020 experience. And believe me, it's not the only experience they'll get. I mean, as you've already mentioned, there will be coaches that will be involved in the ICL who will be seeing to it that these guys can actually play cricket, not just go out there and play this 2020 format, which obviously is far more hectic.
Right. Thank you, Tony, for talking to Cricket Info.
That's a pleasure.
This is Cricket Info Talk.